Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And we're currently in the middle of a series called Love Songs on Sunday morning. And if you were with us at Westerville this past week, we looked at chapter 4 in Song of Songs. And this chapter is all about the couple's wedding night. And as you read through the chapter, what you notice is that the chapter uses a lot of garden imagery and garden pictures to talk about sex. And Solomon is using this poetic language really as an allusion back to the Garden of Eden, back when Adam and Eve were united together and became one flesh. And God said that it was very good. You see, sex is a gift that God has given us to enjoy within the context of marriage, the context of this covenant relationship. But if you've been married for long enough, you know that that isn't always the case. We don't always experience what God intends for our marriage relationship. In fact, sometimes, rather than being a gift, sex becomes a source of hurt and frustration and disappointment in marriage. But despite our brokenness and our imperfections and our difficulties, I believe that God has something better for our marriages. And so the question that we asked this past Sunday was, how do we cultivate this gift that God has given us? And we talked about the importance of having the right attitude and the right posture towards our spouse. And one of the ways that we can cultivate this gift and have the right attitude and posture is by extending grace to our spouse. You see, we all bring in a set of expectations into our marriage when it comes to sex. And oftentimes, those expectations that we have are never discussed or communicated beforehand. But when our sex life isn't living up to those expectations, it's very easy for us to become frustrated with our spouse, where bitterness begins to grow in our heart and distance starts to develop between us. For some of us, when this happens, we start to get maybe accusatory with our spouse and start to believe the worst about them. Some of us, we may get passive aggressive towards them. Others of us, we may just kind of withdraw and shut down. But the key is to extend grace when those expectations aren't being met the way that we had hoped. In fact, in Colossians chapter 3, Paul says this. He says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all of these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." You know, I want you to think back to the garden metaphor for a minute. You see, there are different seasons when it comes to gardening. There are seasons where you are prepping the soil and planting seeds. There are seasons where you are pruning the plants and clearing out weeds, but not every season is going to look the same. And not every season is going to necessarily be as fruitful, but every season still matters and every season is still important. And oftentimes, we simply have unrealistic expectations for our spouse and for our marriage. We think that we're just gonna live in the honeymoon season for the rest of our marriage, which just isn't realistic. There are seasons in marriage where maybe you're struggling with infertility, or you have young kids at home and you're living in chaos and not getting a whole lot of sleep. There are seasons where you have health challenges that you're working through or changes in your hormones. Like, sex doesn't just happen in a vacuum. It happens in the context of real life and real situations. And so it's important that we adjust our expectations and that we show grace to our spouse during those different seasons of life. Because the goal in marriage is not to constantly recreate year one, to get back to how it was in a very different season of life. The goal is to grow richer and deeper in the season that you're in, and to cultivate and develop this gift God has given us. And that starts by extending grace to our spouse. And so the question I would love to leave you with today is this: how can I best love and serve my spouse in the season of life and marriage that we're in? How can I best love and serve my spouse in the season of life and the season of marriage that we're in? I'd love to take a minute to pray for you now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. God, we thank you for the gift of marriage, just the joy that it brings. But God, we also recognize the challenges and the difficulties that we face in marriage as two imperfect people enter into a relationship with baggage and expectations and selfishness. And so God, my prayer is that we would have the right heart and posture and attitude towards our spouse, that we would extend grace, that we would be quick to forgive, that we would be quick to serve and to put our spouse's needs ahead of our own. God, help us to love our spouse just the way that you have loved us, with unconditional love, with constant forgiveness, and a grace, God, that covers a multitude of sins. God, we thank you for your love, we thank you for your mercy, and we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.